Way News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 10 people have died in a fire in Paris, the deadliest in more than a decade. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the death toll in the suspected arson attack on the residential building keeps rising, with more than 30 people, including 8 firefighters, among the injured. Fleeing residents had headed to the roof as flames engulfed the building before dawn. A 40-year-old female resident of the building, said to have a history of psychiatric problems, was arrested as police opened a probe into voluntary arson resulting in death. It is the deadliest fire in Paris since the April 2005 hotel fire near the capital's famous opera that killed 24 people.
The flames engulfed the 9-story apartment building. The Taliban is reported to have killed up to 40 government troops in separate attacks in northern Afghanistan as a controversial intra-Afghan dialogue began Tuesday in Moscow to debate a political resolution to the war. The deadliest of the insurgent raids happened early Tuesday near the provincial capital Kunduz. Saifullah Amini, the deputy chairman of the provincial council, told Afghan media the attack killed at least 25 soldiers and 3 policemen. The clashes lasted 2 hours. Defense Ministry officials in Kabul have confirmed the early morning large-scale attack by the Taliban, saying it was swiftly repulsed, killing 22 assailants and injuring many more. Pope Francis said on Tuesday the Vatican would be willing to mediate in Venezuela if both sides ask, but he said preliminary steps to bring the two sides together should happen first. Francis spoke to reporters aboard his plane as he returned from a trip to Abu Dhabi. He confirmed that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had written a letter to him, but that he had not yet read it. This is VOA News. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, General Joseph Votel, told a Senate committee on Tuesday that he was not asked for his advice about a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria before President Trump announced his decision. Maine Independent Senator Angus King questioned Votel.
General, were you aware of the president's intention to order the withdrawal of our troops from Syria before that was publicly announced?
I was not aware of the specific that announcement. Certainly, we are aware that he had expressed a desire and intent in the past to depart Iraq.
So you weren't consulted before that decision was announced.
We were not. I was not consulted.
The withdrawal will fulfill Trump's goal of bringing troops home from Syria, but military leaders have been pushing back for months, arguing that ISIS remains a threat and could regroup. The UN Refugee Special Agency, UN Refugee Agency Special Representative Angelina Jolie visited camps in Bangladesh for Muslim Rohingya refugees from Myanmar on Tuesday. Jolie is a movie actress. She condemned the world's failure to prevent a crisis in which 730,000 people were driven from their homes.
Students' right to return home, but only when they feel it is safe enough to do so voluntarily. And they know that their rights will be respected.
Jolie's visit came as the United Nations said it was preparing to launch a new appeal for more than $900 million to support the refugees. Facebook is banning 4 armed insurgent groups in Myanmar from its platform. It announced Tuesday in a written statement it has designated the Arakan Army, the Myanmar Democratic Alliance Army, the Kachin Independence Army, and the Tang Liberation as dangerous organizations to justify its decision to ban the groups from the site. A classified U.S. government report on foreign interference in the 2018 congressional elections has concluded that outside meddling had no material impact on the integrity and security of the vote, leaving open the question as to whether there will be any sanctions for foreign influence campaigns. President Trump is expected to praise the U.S. economy and insist on the need for a physical barrier on the border with Mexico in his State of the Union address Tuesday evening. It will be his second State of the Union speech. Sitting behind him will be Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, who kept House Democrats unified against the president in a fight over wall funding that triggered the longest partial government shutdown in history. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.